It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, who is running for U.S. Senate in 2020, says President Trump must release his tax returns to Congress. Lujan also told Fred Martino he's concerned about the findings in the Mueller report and says Congress must continue to investigate.
So I'm very supportive of what Speaker Pelosi has been saying and charging with the urgency of our committee chairs, furthering their oversight and investigations into aspects of this report and also the financial ties of President Trump and this administration, whether it's to the Russians or other foreign adversaries, personally, business, and politically as well. So much work that has to be done. And I'm also reminded by several of our colleagues, including Congressman Jared Huffman, Maxine Waters, as well as Jamie Raskin, that impeachment is a tool that our founding fathers had envisioned as a tool to stand up when we see the president breaking the law. No one is above the law. And I think that's one of the concerns that many of us have with how our Attorney General, Mr. Barr, has been conducting himself, in addition to so many of the concerns that were laid out in the report itself.
You just said something very important. No one is above the law. And, you know, I want to touch on this in regard to another issue, not specific to the Mueller report, but a more general one that we've been dealing with, actually, for a number of years. The law, as you know, allows Congress to receive tax return information from the IRS, but President Trump is refusing to turn over his returns. Thoughts on this?
You are exactly correct that the law does allow and requires that the president or anyone else whose tax returns are requested for review from the IRS by the chair of the Ways and Means Committee or the Senate Finance Committee are to be turned over. And to many of my Republican colleagues that have been suggesting that this is only political, my response is, one, it is not political. And this is a tool that our Republican colleagues used themselves as recent as 2014. Further, this has also been a tool that has been used with President Ford and with President Nixon to review their tax returns. President Donald Trump is the first president in modern times not to voluntarily release his tax returns to ensure to the American people that, in fact, there is no conflict of interest. And again, President Trump himself promised to share his tax returns, not just as a candidate, but even after he was elected president of the United States. So all that is being done here is the use of a tool that is legal, a use of a tool that was used by Republicans as recent as 2014, and asking the president just to simply keep his word.
Final question, Congressman, addressing this issue, and I'm glad you're willing to address it. Some would argue, and some are arguing, that this is much larger, this issue, than just the tax returns, because if the failure continues to release those returns, again, it is essentially putting the presidency above the law.
Again, these are tools that are legal tools, tools that both Democrats and Republicans have used before, tools that have been used to also review previous presidents' tax returns. And again, President Trump is the first president not to voluntarily release his tax returns. But as you clearly pointed out, to ensure that this is going to be complied with, because, again, no one is above the law, including the president of the United States. And again, Congress has a constitutional responsibility with oversight of both the executive branch and the judiciary branch of government, as we are co-equal branches with the judiciary, the executive, and the legislative branches of government, as laid out by our founders, with this very young republic of ours, this democracy called the United States of America. And that's the reason why the president should be complying, not just with releasing his tax returns. But another concern that was raised by the president this week in suggesting that the executive branch of government will not comply with subpoenas issued by Congress, nor participate in oversight hearings being conducted by Congress. That is a constitutional question that I believe the president is ignoring, and one that we need to enforce such that we're able to carry out checks and balances and respecting that we are three co-equal branches of government in the United States of America.
Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, he is running for U.S. Senate in New Mexico in 2020. Congressman, thank you so much for being with us.
It's an honor to be with you, and we look forward to seeing the many constituents as we travel across the beautiful state of New Mexico. Thanks for having me on today.
That was New Mexico Congressman Ben Ray Lujan speaking with Fred Martino. Lujan traveled across New Mexico last week in his campaign for U.S. Senate.